You're listening to the DW Podcast, insightful conversations on life, love, and leadership. What's up, friends? Welcome to Core Values Conversations, where we talk all things CVI. In today's discussion, we're going to cover the core energy of the builder. Now, the builder brings the core value of power to every room and every relationship. And from a healthy perspective, power is defined as the builder using their personal energy to invest in others for the sole goal of making a positive difference. Okay? So when a builder shows up to any room in any relationship, automatically more power has just entered into that space, right? Automatically, personal energy, you have somebody who's going to use their personal energy and invest it, deposit it, give it away in such a way that it causes or makes or influences the people in that room in a way that is positive, okay? Now, personal energy invested to make a positive difference is fueled or energized by the positive attribute of faith. Now, when you think of faith, do not automatically tie that to religion, because faith is defined according to the CVI is more connected to the idea of intuition than it is to religion. Here's how faith is defined. The builder says this: I know what to do now, and I will know what to do next. Why? My power is sufficient. So my power is enough to help me navigate what I need to do now. And my power is enough, speaking in terms of the builder, to help me navigate what I need to do next when the situation presents itself, okay? This is this idea of faith. I just know, right? I don't need to dot I's and cross T's. I don't need to necessarily mark out all of my plans to be able to know what I need to do now, right? And to be able to know what I'll need to do next when this next situation comes about. Why? Because to the builder, they trust, they believe in what? Their power. What do they trust and believe in? They trust and believe in their personal energy, their ability to take their personal energy and invest that into others for the sake of making a positive difference. Now, when the builder has their power and their faith well aligned, working in concert, we get what we call their sweet spot, right? The builder's highest and best contribution to every room and every relationship is the idea of action and results. Okay? So results, what are the outcome? Action, what are we doing? What's the next step? When are we moving? How are we moving? Results, what are we going after? What's the purpose of this? What's the point of this? What's the end game here, right? Builders are always going to be asking those types of questions. Why? Because they want to know, how are we moving and what are we moving on to? Okay. If a room or a relationship is feeling stagnant or is feeling like it's stuck, talk to the builder. If the room or the relationship needs to make a bold decision, right? Something that is lacking in facts and details, something that might be getting stuck in the endless loop of trying to solve a problem, right? Call the builder, because your builders are going to be the individuals who have the ability to take quick action onto a desired result. It's in this space that the builder feels most seen and most valued. This is the highest and best contribution of the builder, who moves by power and faith. Now, when the builder does not feel like they have the freedom to move by power, fueled by faith, when the builder feels like their power contribution, fueled by faith is not being well received in the room or the relationship, then the builder will move out of contribution mode and into conflict mode. And the expression of the builder in conflict mode is very much so similar to power, but it is an unhealthy expression of power in that of intimidation. Okay? Now, while there are many different forms and expressions of intimidation, tangible expressions at least of intimidation, right? The same thing is true, though, that power seeks, right, to move, to influence people onto a positive difference. Power seeks to influence or move the whole of the room or the relationship onto a positive difference. Conversely, intimidation seeks to only put power and faith in that of the builder back into the forefront of the room, right? And if you've listened to any of the other core energy episodes, you will notice a trend here. Conflict is when we are trying to move ourselves back into the room or the relationship as the center of attention, versus contribution is when we're trying to show up as a part of the whole, right? So that the whole can be better. So to the builder, intimidation is about the builder and not the whole. Intimidation says, you need my power fueled by my faith. How do I get that back into the room? Rather, contribution says, I am what's necessary, so I'm just going to be power. I'm just going to be faith into the room and the relationship. So how do we get out of conflict back into contribution? That builder has to come under their learning style, right? How does that builder shift from being focused on themselves to being focused on the whole? They have to shift and come under a moment of deciding and doing. So what decision needs to be made, right? The builder has to get back to focusing on investing personal energy to make a positive difference. How do we do that as a builder? What decision needs to be made and what action needs to be taken, right? What are the results that we're after, okay? And what action needs to be taken right now to accomplish that result? So rather than focusing on how the room or the relationship needs to make room for me, my power, and my faith, let me focus on what decision needs to be made and what action needs to be taken. Why? So I can get back to being power and faith in the room. So I can get back to investing my personal energy to make a positive difference in the lives of others. This, my friends, is the builder way.
Thanks for listening. For more resources, check us out at tdhcoaching.com.